down, sir. What's your name? What's your name? Your name?
Ethan Poland.
I didn't hear what he said. Ethan Poland?
Hello? He said Poland. Nathan Poland.
Poland.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, Nathan Poland.
Okay.
I don't know where I am.
You have him?
No.
Which one is it?
Nathan Poland.
34073.
Like Edgar
Allan
Poe.
Okay.
The dog goes in the room. See, that one just
gave
those 2 dollars.
Yeah.
Okay, take the pull. I may have them in here.
Just 1 second, sir.
Okay, sir, just for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
My last name is Paul, my first name is Nathan. Middle name is Andrew Hyphen Lee.
Okay.
ADC number 234073.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, Mr. Paul. Prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
That is correct.
Okay. On that form, sir, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, sir, also with us representing the Department of Corrections is the parole officer, Mr. Westby. You can see him up on the screen now. At this time, I'd like to advise you and Mr. I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
There's Mr. Westby. All right. Okay, Mr. Poe, your hearing will be conducted in 2 phases, sir. Phase 1 will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and Phase 2 will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in Phase 1, sir. We're going to start out in Phase 1. In Phase 1, you have 4 allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, I do.
All right, so the first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 18, 2018. As was directed on April 18, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you. Next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2025 West Jefferson Street in Phoenix on or about April 18, 2018 without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. Sir, the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12H, as demonstrated by your being in possession of any type of smartphone, tablet, or computer without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer on or about April 18th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
All right. Sir, your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assaultive behavior on or about April 19, 2018, at the parole office located at 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, well, based on the admission of Mr. Poole, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed by Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Paul, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information on the warrant with you, sir. Then give you the opportunity, Mr. Paul, to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On February 26, 2018, Mr. Poe was released from the Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 19, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 19, 2018, with a projected CSED of January 23, 2019. Zero scum days. Current conviction, 2008, molestation of a child, 10 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is significant and lengthy, with drugs, threats, violence, sex acts, and assaulting staff noted. Other arrest, 2004, child molestation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, molestation of a child, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2007, molestation of child, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5B6. Mr. Poe is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. Victims were ages 4 and 14. Dangerous crimes against children is cited in court docs.
Oh, hold up. I'm going to correct something. Where is there a four? I'd like the record to go. I'd like you all to go with the actual court records on that. Because I pled guilty to Stephen Robert Skinner. I've only got one. The other one I did not plead guilty to.
Okay, so did you do a plea agreement, sir?
I did a plea agreement to Stephen Robert Skinner and Matthew Scroggins, who was 15. I did not plead guilty to. That four is not on the court records at all.
Well, you may have did a plea agreement where maybe we don't have the court records with us, sir. So you may have
I'm going to need them to be gone through because I just had on the record say that there's a four-year-old. There's a lie on the record. I'm not going to go with that. I need this rescheduled. Thank you.
For the record, this is information that is on the Department of Corrections Ames website that is entered per our sex offender unit, and I can get verification of that from our sex offender unit via email to give confirmation, but that is the information that is shown on the screen. This, the victims were ages 4 and 14.
I think procedurally, since he did that we should continue the hearing and vote on his revocation.
I'm just going to say that we're going to continue his hearing. He asked us to correct that information.
I hear what my colleague is saying. I almost feel like we're back into the corner of a continuance, though.
Because he asked for a continuance. He did ask for a continuance.
He didn't ask for one. He said I'm just going to have this continue. You know, he didn't ask for anything.
I mean, but that's the statement that he wants to continue.
Procedurally, he's out of order. Procedurally, we should be able to continue the hearing, and whether we revoke him or not will depend on the information in the warrant. But I'm not going to argue with you, Mr. Chairman.
I feel like we should continue the hearing, but at the same time, I mean, like we should go ahead with the hearing, although he's not here. But we're kind of in a situation where he says that there's some information that was on the records that's not true, and we just need to verify that information. Although, according to Mr. Westby, that information came from the court records, which if he did a plea agreement, he could have did the plea agreement where, you know, it still has him with the 4-year-old, but the charges were just dropped. Go ahead.
I just have a question for clarification for our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby. I was writing very quickly, but what were the individual charges that assist you again?
Molestations.
Well, but I mean, individual, I know what they were, but like, it sounds like you had numerous violations, like some probation.
Yes, his current offense was molestation of a child from that was occurred 2007.
2007.
The second of 2007, he was sentenced September 12, 2008, sentenced to 10 years. His previous arrest was December 29th, 2004, was child molestation, which was Arizona juvenile probation. August 7th of 2007, molestation of a child, which is Arizona felony conviction probation. August 9th, 2007, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona felony conviction probation. And then August 10th, 2007, molestation of a child, Arizona felony conviction probation. And as far as his, I'm looking here, this information here, it states it was just taken from court docs. And I'm just getting an email account, so we do have some documentation. I'm just sending the email to the sex offender coordination unit to confirm the information on here was taken from court documents per Mr. Penner's request.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I just wanted clarification.
Okay, thank you. You know, let's just do it as a continuum, you know. Continue the hearing, and I don't, can continue that so it moves in the future for him. That way, there's no doubt that he gets his
due process.
Right.
Yeah. There's no question about it.
Okay, so we just mark this continue at the.
The demand.
I'm going to put it in walked out.
Based on the information, Mr. Paul stated that he demanded to have this continued until he could get a clarification of a statement made in his previous arrest record that the victims in his molestation, one was 4, one was 14 years old. He admitted that he signed a plea agreement for the 15-year-old, but not for the 4-year-old, and he wanted to get clarification on that 4-year-old. Therefore, based on that information, this case will be continued.